Fred Film Radio, Festival de Cannes.
It's Angela Cerbi for Fred Film Radio. We have on the phone Jérôme Payard, head of the Marché du Film in Cannes. Hello, Jérôme, how are you?
Very good.
So we are like a couple of days away from the beginning of the market. Which are the numbers of this year in terms of attendees and exhibitors?
So we always have more or less the same number of exhibitors because we are somewhere out of space. But we have about 400 exhibitors. Mostly three quarter of the exhibitors are in the Palais and the Riviera, which is this wonderful building just behind the Palais, and also in the pavilions around the Palais and along the sea. And we have also about 100 companies who are in apartments or hotels because we don't have enough space to accommodate everyone. So that number is more or less stable. On the side of the participants, we are very happy to see again an increase compared to last year, and we expect at the end of the market to have received more than 12,000 people. So that it will be an increase of, we don't know yet, but about 5 or 10% compared to last year. With a very interesting growth, very strong growth from China.
That's very good, because this was one of my questions. Which are the new areas in the world are coming to the festival in, compared to last year's?
Yeah, so China, it's something, it started a little bit in the past, but this year, and I think for the first time, China will be the fifth territory in Cannes, after the US, of course, UK, France, Germany. Now China should be more important than Spain, Italy, Canada, Japan, for instance. So that's very interesting. We've seen that very strong presence, of course, an interest from the Chinese company for overseas, not only to maybe acquire some films, but we know that's going to be difficult because of the quotas and the censorship, but also to establish partnership, co-productions, and try to sell their films abroad.
We can say that the crisis that we were talking about last year has passed in terms of lack of money
Not say that, actually. I think the crisis is not the lack of money, because everyone knows that there are a lot of money available. Crisis are at least that new form of market will stay. I mean a much more difficult market where it's difficult to find theaters, to find distributors. The TV channels pay much less money for film. As you know, the video is really going down quite fast. The VOD is not yet generating a very strong volume of resources. So I think that the problem is more a question of distribution rather than financing. But of course, the funds and the finances are very careful, because they know that it's not so easy to recoup the investment.
So you say that the new way of distributing movies are not helping the market yet. I mean, VOD is not booming as it was supposed to do.
It is reaching baby. Of course, now everyone is considering using all the internet distribution as an important vector. That's not generating a lot of revenues. And a part of few exceptions, for instance, it's not directly generating financing for the film. So we know that Netflix or iTunes now co-produce or invest a little bit in the films, but it's not yet something which is very frequent. Anyway, at the end, the revenue generated by VOD, even if the film is very successful in VOD, is much less than the equivalent money generated by video or theaters.
But what about emerging film industries? In this context, how emerging film industries can find a way to survive, on your opinion?
But it depends what you call emerging countries for that. If we are talking about China, of course, the internal market of China is so huge that actually
they survive by themselves. Yeah,
of course, overseas distribution is just a small drop in their revenue. But they are still, of course, interested to explore those revenue. For, let's say, more maybe art house filmmakers in new countries, if you are thinking about these from countries from Africa or from Middle East or from Latin America or small Asian countries, of course that's more difficult, as it is for a lot of European filmmakers.
In your experience, which will be the evolution of film markets in the near future, considering all that we just said?
In general.
Yeah.
I don't know. We see, of course, the part of the production and the audience going to series or different kind of content, even if we see at the same time that the theaters are still working quite well. And in most of the countries, maybe except Spain and a few countries, the admissions are very stable or even sometimes increasing, or increasing drastically, as in China, for instance. So theaters are working well, but we see that a lot of audience and talents are interested by other kind of audiovisual work. So that's quite difficult to imagine how will be the future of cinema in maybe 5 or 10 years. I'm totally convinced that we will still have strong presence of big films for the theaters, but maybe we will see a change in the distribution model for small films. And it's really something we try to show in the new program we have done this year called Next. Next is a pavilion, but also a conference series about the new models. And in the new models, we are talking about new financing models with the crowdfunding and the new funds, the new production models with transmedia, cross-media, and alternative content, and new models of distribution, where we are exploring the theater on demand, the cinema on demand, where people can use the social networks to bring people in the theater, basically to see a film on demand, but also the self-distribution. And the self-distribution is something which is already existing mostly in the U.S., but of course for small films, it may make sense for a filmmaker to really try to reach audience directly, instead of going to the traditional model of the sales agent and the all right distributor and the theater and video and TV broadcasters. So that's something interesting to evaluate. It may be some alternative ways for some films where, of course, the festival will still be very, very important, because the festival is one of the biggest possibilities to create buzz and visibility for a film, for a small art house film. So in that evolution, I think the role of the festival maybe will become even more important. But maybe the films will go to the audience via different channels.
My last question is about the producer network. How is it going?
You know, it's really a program we did its 10th anniversary last year. We are very proud of, because we received so many testimonies from the participants that it has been at some point in their career absolutely an essential tool to help them to really connect not only with peers in other countries, but also with the experience shared by many big professionals, for them very inspirational experience in Cannes. And the fact it happens in Cannes, where just after the breakfast they can reconnect with those people, or it just opened their mind and they are totally confident to try to develop more relationship with those people, is, I think, very unique. So we are very happy to continue that program. Actually, it doesn't really grow because we are very limited and we cannot accept more people. So it's a numerous closes of 600 producers, yeah. And we're always limited to that number because we need to give to the participants a good experience. So that program continues very well. And we have the newer program, Producers Workshop, which is still limited also for 300 producers. It's totally full. And this program also works, I think, very, very well for producers who need a little bit more training rather than really networking.
Okay, thanks a lot. Thanks a lot, Jérôme Paillard, head of the Cannes Film Market, for your time for us. And I wish you a very good market for the next day.
So thanks a lot, and we are waiting for you in a few days.
We will. Thank you. Bye-bye. It was Angela Cherby for Fred Film Radio.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.